Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. the Father Nicholas, reporting to you all, yep, it's from Michigan. I'm still with my family as I record this podcast. I'm outside, so hopefully you can appreciate the good sounds of rural Michigan. And today I want to talk a little bit about hope. One of the things that really struck me about the readings this last weekend from the 19th Sunday of Ordinary Time, particularly that reading from Wisdom, is the foundation of our hope was sort of hinted at within that passage. And there was a reference, and when I say hinted at, I mean it's to this reference. This reference is the children of God. We are the children of God. That is the foundation of our hope. That hope, of course, is realized in a profound way in Jesus Christ. But we already see it prefigured in that profound way in the Old Testament. And one of the things, and I've had a couple episodes about hope before, as I do the other virtues, it's something I think we always need to be returning back to over and over and over, because the virtues are something that aren't just supportive but are challenging, because they are something that begins a transformation within us that occurs over the process of time. And hope is not rooted, and this is where the challenge comes in, because children, particularly in relationship to their parents, can have a rough relationship, and God tells us no. And when God says no in his own variety of ways, we get upset, we get angry, we might even get to the point of cursing God. And this is why hope is so important, that we, I don't want to put this, we have to remember hope in specific ways. If not, we can sort of pacify it, and then we become the dominating agent of hope instead of appreciating hope as a gift. When we talk about Christian hope, it is not rooted in our feelings. We are a people of hope. But when we are given that gift of hope will always bring us to the cross. We must go through the cross in order to not just become open to, but also discover the very arms of the loving Father, a Father who has allowed a place for us to be prepared in his kingdom. Christian hope and feelings do play a role, but it cannot be our animating desire for being a hope-filled people. I don't hope in God because he makes me feel warm and fuzzy in the inside. I love God because of who God is. And when I say, as a Christian, I hope in God because of who he is. Now that question of who is God is answered and given to us in faith. But when I say I trust in God, that is hope. And more can be said about one pure act of hope during a time of trial than 100 other times when it's during a moment of joy and of easement in our life. When we say in our dark hours, I trust in you, Jesus, it's not because he might be making us feel warm, good, and fuzzies in our bellies. We say we trust in you, Jesus, because of who you are. You went to the cross for us, and our hope in you will bring us to that same cross. But just as your love for us brought you to the cross, and our hope in you brings us to the cross, your resurrection will also be given over to those that move in this world via hope. Now, this might strike you as a little bit of a challenge, and that's because it is. you know, sentiment, particularly here in the Western world and particularly where I'm at in the United States right now, seems to be, you know, just a wildfire scorching everything along its way, even though people don't even see that they're being burned, because everything is rooted around the need to feel good. Well, Catholicism, the Catholic faith, is not a self-help program. The Catholic faith is not about making you feel good. It's about making you and aiding you and becoming like Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And hope plays a fundamental role in that life, along with faith and along with love. One of the things that is getting me going right now is I come to this rural area and I just see the problems. You know, of course, there's the drug issue, opioids, and et cetera. You know, there's poverty. But then there's just an ambivalence that I experience from people on the coast, the eastern coast, in relationship to the people that are out here in the rural farmlands. And then when the people out in these rural farmlands get upset, just as the poor and a multitude of other countries get upset, people, the what we call elites, seem to get upset on the coastlands because they just don't seem to understand or even see or acknowledge the people out here. They're just an amorphous blob of flesh and of meat and et cetera that are, you know, going in a direction that they don't feel is best for them. So, you know, the coastal elites can be very patronizing. And that is why hope is so important, because hope keeps us from becoming consumed by anger. And I mean anger in a wrathful way. You know, let's just burn it all down like the Joker seeks to do in the Dark Knight movie. In this hope, we will be brought through dark times. You know, we might even taste what John of the Cross speaks about as a dark night of the soul, dark night of the senses. But with hope, we shall also experience the fruit of the Spirit. For it's in hope that we first begin to taste the kingdom of heaven. Because it's in that trust that we are able to understand that as we seek to go ever deeper into the pierced heart of Christ, that grace made known through the water and blood that poured forth from his side is becoming ever replenishing in our own hearts. So as we seek to journey ever more deeper in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, may we be a people embracing a firm foundation of hope. Not hope that will make us feel good, but hope that helps us to help us understand and trust in the God who is, a God who has embraced the cross for us. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, my brothers and sisters, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And then if you are on a platform with a little like icon, click that like icon. If you want more of my content, go over to thefrankfryer.com. There on my website, thefrankfryer.com, you can get more of my content. Links to my YouTube channel. You can get links to my blog, my articles, my Catholic Carmelite memes I make for people and their electronic devices and etc. And if you want to contact me because you have a prayer request or other things, you can email me through the website too. So that is thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
This is International Catholic Singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.